This is The Takedown, the ultimate in MMA radio.
Whoa, what's going on, everybody? It's been like 3 weeks or so since I've got to talk to all you, my lovely listeners. Kind of give a little quick rundown. That's what this is. This isn't an episode. Obviously, you guys can see it's way too short to be an episode, but wanted to give a rundown of where we've been and what's going on. As some of you know, we run a business outside of here. And because of said business, Casey and I are extremely busy as of late. And on top of that, I've had some family medical stuff going on with my mom that some of it's just required some attention. And so we had to take a couple weeks off, and we decided that we were going to adjust some things in that time and just come back with a whole new version of the Takedown MMA Radio. So what does that mean? Well, hopefully it's all good stuff, and everybody's going to like the change. Changes. Because the business is going the way it's going, Casey and I are taking classes. Stu might be starting some classes as well, and that's going to keep us extremely busy. So we've decided to go with a bi-weekly format for the time being. Instead of an every week, we're going to release one every other week. Some of you, that may suck, and you may be going, man, I want it every week. But look at it this way, and we believe this is a really good thing because it's going to give us the time we need to put together a better show every other week. And it's going to be structured a little differently than it has been. We got real caught up in the MMA aspect, which is great. We love MMA, and we're going to keep talking MMA. We're going to keep talking to MMA fighters all the way from beginners to, you know, we've talked to people who are amateurs just getting ready to go pro all the way up to, you know, we spoke to Liz Carmouche. It's, you know, so we're going to keep doing that stuff. But Stu and I sat down and talked about it the other day, and things are going to go a little different. Stu's going to be primarily in charge of going after the MMA fighters, and he's going to cover the MMA side of things, whereas myself, I'm going to be going for some people a little off the beaten path from what you may be thinking, people that you'll definitely want to hear about, especially if I can get a few of the people in that I'm trying to get in right now, but people you may not have ever thought about in the field of martial arts. I'm going to go after those people, so hopefully what's going to happen? We're also going to do away with, we're going to cut the interviews down. It's not going to be 40-minute interviews anymore. We're going to try to do, rather than have one 30- or 40-minute interview, we're going to try to have two 10- to 15-minute interviews. So you'll be more inclined to, if there's a show where in the past there may have been somebody you weren't interested in, so you just wouldn't listen to that show, now hopefully you will be interested in at least one of the people, and you'll stick around for the other. Because what we find is happening is we'll have one show that is just, you know, people love it and it does great, and the next show maybe doesn't do as well. And that sucks for not, we, you know, it's whatever. We love to have the listeners. We love you guys listening. But the main reason for doing this show, one of the biggest reasons we do the show, is to help get attention to people that may not get attention, from fighters to trainers to coaches to everyone out there. So if we talk to somebody in the world of martial arts that's maybe not as famous, it sucks for them if not as many people listen. I'm not trying to make you guys feel bad. I'm just saying I understand. But if maybe we can bring somebody on that you are interested in, maybe you'll then stick around and learn about that other person. So that's one of the things we're going to try to do, is talk to different people and make the interviews a little smaller. The Cage Report, as it currently exists, is going away, sort of. It's going to be live now, which ought to be interesting in and of itself, but Casey's going to be in studio with us just delivering the Cage Report. What we have found with Cage, and it's fun to pick on Casey, as you guys know, but Casey puts that together every week, and he's not an audio engineer. So we get what we get, and it's been fun to tease him and give him a hard time about it up until this point. But it would be easier for him to bring the news in. And honestly, the Cage sounds like crap, but his stories are usually really good. And so we wanted to keep that aspect. So that's what's going to happen. He's just going to come in with the stories and deliver it live. We're going to go into a segment each week called The Cage, and he's just going to deliver it live. We still have stuff to give away. We're going to have more T-shirts and pictures and photos and stuff to give away. We're trying to work some stuff out with some people, maybe bring some people on board and do some cross-promotion with some other places out there. Really, what we're trying to do is make it a little easier on ourselves to deliver a better quality show to you guys. Something that is a lot more interesting, not so formatted, not so this part, the beginning, the interview, the end. We want to be a little more loosey-goosey, have a little more fun with the show. So we haven't stopped doing what we're doing. We've been, like I said, off from the show for 3 weeks. I wanted to get this out a little sooner, but life gets in the way because we wanted to let you guys know that that's what was happening, but unfortunately it didn't happen. We've still been talking to people. We've still been out with fighters. I actually, in the last week or so, I haven't even been training. I've been so caught up in things that have been going on in my world, it's been really hard to get away. But we've still been out talking to fighters, setting up interviews. I just got done emailing about 4 different people that we're going to be talking to. We got some really cool stuff coming up. We're going to do a show that focuses on up and coming youth in martial arts and jiu-jitsu and things along those lines. These kids are doing amazing things. We're going to kind of focus on that. We've got some more celebrities coming in. It's going to be great stuff coming up, but like I said, it's going to be switching to every other week. With that said, we're also switching back to the old feed. The old feed was cheaper. We left it because we needed the new feed and for space, but if we're going to switch the format to every other week, we're going to switch back to the old feed. What does that mean for you guys? Depends how you're listening to the show. If you're listening streaming, if you're listening off of our website, nothing will really change. You can just keep going there and listen to streaming. If you're a YouTube listener, or I'm sorry, YouTube, yeah. If you're an iTunes listener, which not that many of you are, which is odd, but hey, whatever. That's where I get all my stuff. Well, most of my stuff. But if you're listening through iTunes, the old feed should still exist up there. Just do a search and you'll find us and just subscribe to the old feed and the new one will go away and nothing. That's it. That's pretty much all it means for you guys. Again, if you're getting it directly off the website, nothing will change. There'll just be a player, and you click play like you always did. So none of that will really change. We talked in the past about apps being developed, and it pretty much was going to be an Android app, and then that didn't happen. Well, it's just, again, got sidetracked, and it'll be a month or two before I can get it done, but I'm actually working on apps for both Android and iTunes or iPhone, all that. So hopefully I can get that done. And if I get that done and I get it done the way I'm hoping I'll get it done, it'll be a really cool little thing where basically it'll tell you about the show, maybe upcoming guests, and you can listen directly off that app. If I can pull this off, I'm new to this whole world. I'm trying to learn app development along with web development. For those of you who don't know, we run a company outside of here, Javu Media, which is, this is part of Javu, J-A-V-U Media. Don't go to the website because it looks like crap because we are dismantling it to recreate it, and it just, it's a mess. And the reason it's a mess is because we've been building other websites for other people, and that's a big thing, guys, and I'm going to go ahead and promote us for the next 2 minutes or so, and then we're going to get out of here. But Javu, especially if you're a fighter, we have been, for the last year or so, designing logos and brand designs and walkout T-shirts for fighters especially. We'll do it for anyone, any business, anything. But fighters have been a big part of what we've done. We have designed Bellator shirts for a couple of different fighters now. We've designed walkout shirts for three other fighters besides the two Bellator fighters we've had. We've been working with a up-and-coming, fairly large fight promotion company. We've designed their website. We've designed their logo. We're working on their T-shirts, their flyers, their event posters, business cards, all of that. We've worked with a couple of gyms in the past doing their logo design and website design, T-shirts. We've made T-shirts for some gyms. If you guys are interested, if anybody out there is a fighter or something interested in having a shirt designed or logo designed with their name, anything like that, please feel free to get in touch with us. We can show you some of our work and we can discuss things, especially for fighters who don't have a lot of money. We work cheap to try to help you guys because it's in our interest, you know, it helps get our name out and we help you guys. So if there's anybody out there looking for that kind of stuff, please, please let us know. We do killer work. Casey, for those of you who don't know, I have a degree in audio video and I'm currently learning web and app development. Stewie is a budding photographer. He's learning that trade. And KC has a degree in graphic design. And the way a lot of our work works is Stu and I will come up with the concept art based around the person. I get to kind of know the fighter, get to know the person. I come up with the concept, draw it out, sketch it out, and give that to KC. And then KC just goes and makes my drawings look amazing. He's got a great eye for detail, for color, and he does some really cool stuff. And then Stu and I will usually sit down with him and kind of go over some changes. Hey, let's move this around here. Stu has a very good eye for where placement should be on shirts and things like that. And it's kind of how we work. And so if you're looking to have anything like that created, designed for you, please get in touch with us. Let us know. You can, of course, write us at the takedownshow@gmail.com. I want to thank a couple of you who have written in recently questioning about interviews and having us sit down and chat with you. It's great, and we are really looking forward to that. And thank you guys for doing that. You guys can write us if you want us to talk to you, if you have somebody we should talk to, if you have something you think we should talk about, please write us, takedownshow@gmail.com. We are the Takedown MMA on Twitter, I believe. I think it's just The Takedown MMA. We're on Facebook. You can look for The Takedown MMA Radio. All of this is available at thetakedownradio.com, which is our website. You can go over there and check that out as well. And next week, we will be back with a show proper. We've got some really cool stuff lined up, and we're going to try some new things, and hopefully it all works out. So thank you guys for sticking around. Again, we apologize for being gone for a couple of weeks. I hope everyone understands. And we will see you guys, not see, but talk to, because seeing you would be weird. Because then I would feel like a stalker, I think. Because if I could see you, I would be outside your bedroom window. And maybe I am. Ooh, hey. I like what you're wearing. We'll talk to you guys next week. And until that time, remember, keep kicking ass.